Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, 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 Amy.
Hello.
Fancy seeing you here.
Oh, do you come here often?
Too often.
Too often.
Especially with them pink boots you had on today. You look like Dolly Parton.
Do you know what you remind my story with them pink boots?
You got them from the charity shop, didn't you?
No, I didn't. They're Kurt Geiger. And I've got black ones of the same style, but they're black with like studies that I absolutely loved. And then I saw the pink ones and I was like, oh my God, I really love them. And I sent a picture to Nicole and she just texted back saying, you're going to look like an old crazy lady.
When I saw you today, I was like, why has she got on her feet?
But I think I saw a picture of them online but then I went into the store and I tried them on and I was just like, oh my God, I love them. But they were like a lot of money and I was like, I'll never wear them. But anyway.
You've sneaked them in, haven't you?
I kept thinking about them. And I was like, I wonder if they'll go... Like, if they go on the sale, then I'll get them. And they kind of went on sale, but not by that much. I thought, no, I can't warrant it. But I kept looking. Like, you know when you obsess about something? I obsessed about those boots. First time I've worn them today. I've had them for fucking months. Anyway.
Oh, my God, they're new.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were, like, 20 years old.
No, they're new.
Amy.
They did them in pink, black and white, like the same style. Anyway, so I went into TK Maxx and I was looking for something or another, I don't know.
They were there.
And I was like, oh my God, they had one pair.
And they were your size.
And they were my size. 25 quid.
How much were they originally?
They were about 170. That's why I couldn't. I was like, I can't warrant spending that much on a pair of boots. I've already got another pair of boots that are pretty much the same.
I thought they were like vintage, retro.
No, they're new. They're Kurt Geiger new. Well, last year.
Jeez Louise.
But that's when things like that happen, I think the universe is just being... Nice.
Yeah. It's a bit like the pyjamas you were wearing last night. I thought you'd come from a rave in South Wales.
Well, I had my star ones on, didn't I?
You've got your pink hair.
Yeah.
Your multicoloured pyjamas on, your pink boots.
Yeah.
I thought you'd been out for 48 hours raving in South Wales.
Since following Lou in Luland on Instagram, I have let my crazy side go a bit more, I think, because I'm just like, fuck it, I don't care.
Doesn't matter what we're clashing with.
Yeah, I'm just like, do you know what? I'm just going to wear what I want to wear.
Yeah.
But there is that fine line of wearing what you want to wear and looking banging.
Or
looking like a crazy, I don't know how I got dressed. And that's what, Nicole's got that, where she just knows. And she'll be like, have you not got a mirror in your house?
Yeah. But also I think when you're in a sunny climate and like, you know, it's like sunny all the time and people are happy and people are like laughing and like it's a bit easier.
Yes.
We stood out and it's like grey and it's drizzling with rain and it's like not particularly very bright. So when you're walking down the road with your pink boots on, your pink hair, your fluorescent Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat top on, or your bird coat that you wear. It's just like very noticeable.
My Muppet coat.
Your Muppet coat.
But then also I like being
different.
Bright.
Yeah.
I just think fuck it.
Yeah, it's not for me.
This is why I never get chatted up.
It is because you do look like you're like caring the community.
Yeah, look a bit mental.
We look like we've taken you out for the day.
Yeah.
It's all right then. It'd come with a warning.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm doing my civic duty by taking this crazy woman out for a walk.
And talking of crazy ladies, we've got the second part of our wonderful chat with Lou in Louland.
Absolutely.
If you haven't listened to the first part, then listen, because this is a continuation. It was just a conversation that I basically had to chop in half. So, yeah, listen to the first half if you've not already before you listen to this half. But it's very funny, as is the first half. And she makes me want to live more. Does that sound really wanky?
Just a bit, yeah.
But, you know, RuPaul made me want to wear makeup more.
Well, that's why your daughter wants to bloody wear makeup and you're having a go at her for nine. But you're sticking her in front of RuPaul and telling her no, she can't wear it.
I know, but it's more the artistry and the fact that they go through so much effort. And I think, I haven't got to go to that much effort to look half all right. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make me want to wear more makeup. It makes me want to make more of an effort in certain circumstances. I'm very happy in my pyjamas. I like
pyjamas. I love all that.
I'm one of them. I get in, I put my comfy clothes on.
Yeah.
I don't sit around the house in, you know, my nice clothes. No. But then that means I've got a wardrobe full of clothes that I don't wear.
Because really?
I don't go out, do I?
I like wearing clothes.
I like wearing them, but I just don't go out that much.
Yeah, no.
It's school run and gym.
Yeah, apart from when you slip out your pink Kurt Geigers. From 2019, but I thought they were from the 1980s.
No, they're.
But anyway, enjoy this.
Yes, enjoy
this next part, and we'll see you in about 50 minutes.
Yes. Bye. Work.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare. A leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Work.
Another reason why I wanted to get you on as well is because you're talking a lot about menopause, and I think it's very important to talk about the menopause. So has yours
very
are you perimenopausal, or is it the thing started
happening? No, I'm out the other side in terms of periods. Okay. I haven't had a period for over a year.
Right, okay.
My master plan had been to stay on the pill until I died. Yeah. So I would just to keep me on an even keel.
Yeah.
And I forgot to take the pill with me on holiday 2 summers ago.
Right.
And I was like, oh, bloody hell, you know, I'm going to bleed everywhere.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. And then when I got back, still nothing happened. And it was a couple of weeks till I could get to the doctors and I still hadn't bled. I was like, oh, all right, then maybe nothing's happening. And so then I went, I mean, America, the healthcare is so different here.
Yeah.
They're into, you know, if they can make money out of it, there's so many services to offer. So you can go and have your hormones checked and they'll tell you where you are in your menopause cycle and da, 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 da. I never bothered with that because I still tried to keep it a little bit British.
Yeah.
But my period never came. And then when I saw the OBGYN for my next appointment, she said, when was your last period? And I was like, 10 months ago. And she said, well, give it 2 months. And then I'd say, you're through. And I'm like, okay, haven't had a and I haven't had a period since.
Wow. Oh, wow.
But I do get, I still have a cycle, the hormone cycle, I still go through that motion. I'm still a raging bitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, still have a little bit of a cycle, and I still, you know, I blow up and get weepy.
Yeah.
And go raging around the house at everybody for a few
God,
days.
Oh, God, there's no hope for Amy then. No hope at all for Amy. She literally talks about her period every single day. Every day.
I do.
Every day.
It affects everything. It affects absolutely everything.
She gives her vagina power, though. See, I don't.
I'm telling you, it's all, open that vagina up.
Root your vagina, Amy. Stop. It'll do as root that vagina.
Root it.
Root
it.
Your vagina. But I will tell you, other changes have been, I do have the hot flushes.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's for sure real. I am horny. So horny.
Really? Oh, for fuck's sake.
But you sound like you've been horny since you first had sex, to be fair.
Well, yeah.
To be fair.
But is it worse?
No, but it's quite, there was, yeah, it makes it much worse. Like quite, you know, yeah, it makes it quite a lot worse. It's quite funny. It's really brought me back to life. It's really quite funny.
Oh, that's good.
So when about a year ago, it was February last year, still on the train of, still, you know, working with my powerful vagina and still sort of like started to just open up to things and notice things a little bit more and just be a bit more in tuneful and mindful about what was happening. And just, you know, with middle age, you just start noticing.
Yeah, hair.
Chin hair. Hair, for God's sake. Like, hair coming out of my bloody nipples.
I've had that for
years.
I've had that for years. Jesus Christ.
Squirreled in the bathroom with a pair of tweezers going, if anybody sees this, I'm literally going to kill myself. It's just ridiculous. And then, you know, I used to be able to just have a couple of days, not eat food for 2 days and twang back into shape. That didn't seem to be happening quite the same as it used to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but then, you know, I found myself having more energy and being more adventurous.
Yep.
And making sure, you know, I get this regular time with the girls. It's just, like, so crucial. It was just, like, it's like therapy. Yeah. We just all talk over the top of each other. I don't think anyone even actually fucking listens. They couldn't tell you anything about me, probably. We just all talk over the top of each other, but it doesn't matter because you all get it out.
Yeah.
We just have this most... Just being outside and having that time. It doesn't even have to be outside, but for us, that just works. Like working out, climbing a mountain, moaning about the husband's leg, you know, stopping because someone's bleeding all over the bloody place because they've got their periods still or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, the change for me has been more who I am.
Yeah.
And... You know, I put myself out there with the vagina thing and that changed my life. And then I got the pink gown, and started taking pictures of the gown. But I went snowshoeing with a bunch of girls and I took all my clothes off and posted.
Yes, I saw that one.
I've always been fond of pulling a Mooney.
Yeah.
I've always been fond of pulling a Mooney. Mainly because I've got really terrible tits. If I had good tits, I probably would have spent my life flashing my tits. But no matter how drunk I get, I know that no one wants to see them. But I'll get my bum out of the drop of a flat. I'll get a drop of a hat. Never get my tits out.
Maybe I should start doing the arse.
Ever need.
Amy, do not do your little fried egg sandwiches.
I've got shit tits and a shit arse though. So
you got a lovely face though. you got a beautiful face. There you go.
You work with what you got. Exactly. So I posted that and I got a dick.
I was going to ask you that. What
no
kind
way.
Of?
Yeah. With right. Honest to God, my husband was away. I posted it and within 25 minutes I got a message from some guy at the gym that I knew saying holy butt crap Batman or something really stupid, and I was like, is that a compliment? And he replied, it's not an insult. So I sent him a winky face emoji and he sent me a dick pic. Fourth message.
What?
I literally,
oh my
fourth
God.
Message. I was like, and he's 20 and he's 20.
Was it big?
I was like, get in, girl. You still got it.
Was it big?
Well, It was all right. It was nothing to write home about. He clearly
thought
it was marvellous.
Oh, he clearly did.
Oh, they always do.
As most of them do. But I literally dropped the phone on the floor, then I forwarded it to all
of
them.
Yeah, you do.
I was like, I
that's what you do.
So,
yeah.
I was very excited by that. But it was quite
did
funny.
Did you tell your husband?
No. No, I don't know why.
Does he know?
Well, I mention it now.
Does he know? Well, if it's someone that you know,
it was someone that I knew.
It's not that. If it was someone out the blue, but someone you know, that just, yeah, it's not worth the hassle.
I never got one. I didn't really know what to do. So I was like, well, that's bizarre. And then in the gym the next day, I said, someone went, nice bum. And I went, oh, thanks very much. Got a dick pic yesterday. And one of the women in the class, she span around and she went, well, what were you expecting putting that out on the internet? And that was from a woman. And I was like, wow, okay.
But isn't that terrible that you can't fucking post a picture of a body part without getting an influx of men showing you their penises?
I know, isn't it? And I feel, yeah. I feel like this awful feminist because it was actually quite a pivotal moment for me because I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then I discovered, subsequently posting more pictures of my bum, that middle-aged housewives are quite the genre for the young man.
Yeah.
I wish more young men. I mean, I get dick pics from like 17, 18-year-olds. I'm like, seriously,
oh,
you're the same age as me.
It's like the pool boy effect, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of, you know.
There's part of me that's like, yes, and then looks at it really closely. And then there's part of me that's like, seriously, you really have to send me that. Like, just because I...
Yeah.
And it, but it's interesting. It's more my... People always want to know, what does your husband say? What does your son say? What does your dad think? And I'm like, well, my husband actually doesn't say anything, which is strange. But my son's mortified. But I think he's secretly quite
I was going to say, poor Oscar. Poor Oscar. But to be honest, I mean, you could be, you know, flinging ping pongs out your vagina, you know, on a YouTube channel. You know.
It could be worse.
Really. It could be a lot worse. Oscar, and it could be worse.
The only thing that saves Oscar is all kids at school know me because I was coaching track and field at school and cross country. I did that for a little while. CrossFit asked me to become a kids CrossFit instructor. So I trained as a kids CrossFit instructor.
God.
And then I was track and field and cross country coaching at school. And then I've been doing that for about 4 seasons, maybe 5 seasons. In a good 2 or 3 years, and all of a sudden I had a phone call from the head coach, and she said, your Instagram account has been brought to my attention, so could we have a coffee? So I said yes, and so she's like, your online media presence, I don't really know what to do. And I said, well, okay, what do you say? You want me to put my bum away for the season or what? She said, yes. I said, well, I suppose I could put it away and not post any pictures during the season, I suppose. But it doesn't feel right. But okay, I get it. Yeah. Working with youth, I kind of get it. And then
they'll find me.
Okay, fine. I won't post any pictures of my bum in season. So then the next day I had another call. No, it was the following weekend. She called me again. She went, I've been in turmoil all weekend. And I went, what? And she went, I just don't know what to do. And I went, do you need me to resign? And she went, yes, I need you to resign. So I had to resign because I get my bum out. Mm-hmm. It was super cute. Well, it was super painful. I was so upset because I love that job. And everywhere I go, people are like, cope. Because I used to make the kids call me Awesome Coach Lou, and everywhere I go, they go, Awesome Coach Lou! I know, and the parents...
And that takes you back to what you did before. I mean, obviously, your love is clearly, you know, kind of young people. That's where your passion lies. So that would have been really hard. And I think your kind of Instagram presence is your personal, isn't it, really?
That I'm teaching, all I do is talk about body confidence and being strong and standing up for yourself and living your best life and making the most of every fucking thing that comes your way, and like just be take every opportunity and see what happens. You never know where it's going to lead you, and enjoy the journey. I didn't think that was you know a danger to children. I understand it's a fine line, and I do get it. And I did accept it. I had to take it on the chin, but it did make me really sad. and doesn't seem to make much sense to me. And so many other parents were up in arms and wrote to the city and were just like, this is ridiculous. And yeah, it was not free loo because I wasn't locked up. It was pretty much free loo campaign, but it's fine. They said I could do it if I made my Instagram private and unfriended all the kids. I was like, well, I'm not unfriending all the kids because that's half my followers.
Yeah, exactly. That takes me to 100 followers. Thanks for that.
That won't be happening. I need my teenage boys. So, yeah. But so I work, what I do, the school still let me volunteer in school to raise money. So that's quite amusing. So I'm still allowed in school with the kids. So we did a big fashion. I did a big fashion show with them this year. We used a bunch of school. We got a bunch of, I did a big Red Nose runway down in Brighton when I was back there for Red Nose Day. Just got a bunch of local designers to lend us their clothes and then got all the kids and the teachers and the staff to be the models. So I did it here and it was amazing.
The situation over there, and I've got a friend in California, and she said that they've kind of, I think things opened up for like a week and then had to shut again. Like it's just all shit. Is that what it's like? Is it the same where you are?
It's different in different parts of town, actually. Like because of all the rioting, because of all the rioting and protests downtown, everything downtown is boarded up. Like the whole of downtown. Yeah. Like imagine the whole of city centre of wherever you guys are, is just all boarded up.
Because
the windows just keep getting smashed and stuff. Yeah. But out in the smaller neighbourhoods, things are opening up. All the restaurants are open, but you have to sit outside. We've been wearing masks for quite a long time in Oregon, but again, each state's quite different. We've been really lucky in Oregon, touch wood, and I think it's because everybody here is so healthy and fit, and we live everyone's very much outdoor lifestyle. And you've seen the size of our houses. We're not in a we're not in a council block of flats. There's very few apartments season. We're all spread out, so we've been really fortunate. And I live on a trail in a forest, so you know, but even I mean, you know, we're all wearing masks on the trail, everybody's like pulling them up and down, but it's I mean, every time you turn a corner, another business is closed though. You know, but pubs.
Oh, that's
and
like here.
All the bars and restaurants. So sad. So sad. The bars and restaurants are all closing. All the small independent stores, they've all gone online. Yeah. You know, not that anyone's got any money to buy anything. Yeah. So that's that's the trouble. So it's like
I saw a news report about Chicago last night, and it was really painful to watch it, I have to say.
And they're having a lot of riots, aren't they, at the moment.
They've got a big one, haven't they, yesterday, and they'd broken in, they looted Tesla and all the sort of big ones, but it just looked so violent. It was, I mean, it was really quite disturbing to watch.
Don't be fooled by what you see, the media.
Oh, I just have to switch it off. Oh, I know. Yeah,
I can imagine. I haven't been down, I didn't go down when they sent in the federal police, because I am on a green card, and if they grab me, they would just deport me. And so,
yeah,
I mean, it sounds like real white privilege choice decision making, but it really is. I had just come back, so I didn't want to be in a big crowd. And now the feds have left, so they're still a huge camp and they're demonstrating down there, but the violence has kind of stopped. It was the police completely whipping everything. They were sent here to cause trouble. They sent here to make us look shit.
Yeah.
Because then, of course, you know, Trump supporters love him sending in the army and shooting all these wild looters.
Oh, God, yeah.
If you walk down there, there are kids and families and bands playing and restaurants giving away free food for all the protesters. Portland's had protests every night since George Floyd. It is, you know, there's memorials everywhere. It's just, it's very, 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 very consuming here. Like, you just, it's been really hard. It's very hard just to carry on and, like, be, here's some fun outfits, everyone. Because it just feels so pathetic. But you also have to just keep being you have to be stay conscious, do what you can.
Yes.
You know, it's just such it's just the weirdest time in history, isn't it? It's just so strange.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah, well, totally.
Bizarre. Totally. And like I keep
so
thinking,
you know your Instagram account then. So how I mean everybody when we sort of post it out and send your link, I think people would be just really interested to sort of, I mean, they've heard how you started it, but how do you get sort of that constant content and know exactly? Because so, most of your posts are quite different and they're eye-catching, they're fun. It almost takes you out of your mundane life, doesn't it, on a daily mm-hmm. basis. But do you kind of plan out what your content is and when you do it? I just think people would be quite interested in that.
It's been quite organic in terms of, you know, obviously you're quite quick to see what people enjoy or what they don't. And I had for ages been trying to figure out how could I make money out of it. Like I was trying to turn it into making money. And then when I started the clothes rental side of things, I had a focus for it. So I was like, brilliant. Now I've got something I can sell and flog and I can use it all. And so it became, you know, then when I decided I would try and focus it on that and use that to sell the business, it you come up with ideas because you've got a point, you know, you've got a message or you've got your brand or you're doing this thing. So when that stopped, I sort of, it changed quite a lot when COVID started. I just started doing cracking jokes and doing more, you know, posting more memes and then, you know, then started doing more fashion-y stuff. And there was just loads of people who'd not seen all my, you know, seen Down in the Wardrobe before or heard the story about the non-shopping. So, and people just love the quick change videos. I mean, I started doing those probably about 2 years ago and I do three outfits. And that was it. And now it's sort of like morphed into 10 a week. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's like a major production.
Yeah.
But the funniest thing is, it's funny because...
And who films all your stories?
One of the hike squad, Yopi, who I call the Duchess.
Okay.
She is one of the hike squad and she's like my right hand woman. And Lou and Lulan would not be half of what it is without her. She literally crawls around on her hands and knees taking pictures of me. She comes up with ideas. She's the one that's got that really fancy house as well out in the down about an hour out of Portland. They built this amazing, ridiculous, fancy house that's so good for shoots. You know, and I live in the middle of it's like living in a film set. So there's so many cool things. And because I've got the quite unique position of having quite a lot of British followers and Americans, so the American love all the Britishness and the Brits love all the Americanness, so that it kind of just happens to be working.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, my content, I don't know, I just spend hours coming up with ideas or I'll just think of something. People love it when you're real, I think. And I don't have any other option other than to be real. Yeah. I don't have any other gear. I'm like... this is just how it is. But I started trying to do more talking and people seem to really like that. But that's taken me quite a long time because I can't stand the sight of my own face, which, you know, when you're in a photograph, you can kind of filter it and control it. But like when you're talking, I see my teeth and it's like, ah. But people really like it. I mean, I don't know, when I was away visiting mum while she was, you know, when I came over for that visit recently, I spent most of the time, literally most of my days, replying to people telling me about their Alzheimer's, their mother with Alzheimer's, or their father with Alzheimer's, or their story of their gran who'd been ill. And, you know, people really open up to me. I don't know what it is I do. I seem to give people permission. And I think I find that when they come to try on the clothes.
Yeah.
The whole point of my rent the wardrobe was try something different and just see how you feel. Like, wear sequins to the supermarket. Go over the top. You don't have to go and buy something new. But come and let me just encourage you to try something a little bit different. And that was the biggest thrill of doing the vintage shopping tours with people. Every woman comes to this shopping tour with, I can only wear black. I can only wear vertical stripes. I can't possibly wear anything floral. I have terrible tits. My bum is horrendous. My legs are too short. Like, everybody comes with this long list of what they can't do.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. Right, forget that, bitches. We're, like, going to try something different today and we'll see how you go. So I love the woman who came who only wore black and white, left with a yellow jumpsuit. I'm like that. Yes. And then the best thing, people rent the clothes and then they ring me the next day, or they'll ring me after the event, or they'll come and they bring the outfit back.
Can I buy it?
People were taking pictures of me and staring at me, and I loved it, and I felt so good. And I'm like, okay, see, that's the point. Like, if you just put yourself out there just a little bit, try something new, meditate to your vagina, wear orange and pink together. I don't know. A stranger may talk to you and think you look friendly, and you meet someone special. And so, full circle. Mm. 2 weeks ago, I think it was, I did a story saying I've got to do my CV. I'm like, clothes rentals, fucked.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fucked. I need to do my story. So that evening from that story, I had a phone call from a friend who is a careers coach. And she said, I can't stand it. You sound so stuck. Let's do a session. And I know her. She's British. I met her in the British pub here. But through some friends, but she coaches some of the top people at Nike, like the global management at Nike. And she is a business coach for them. So she did a session with me on what did I want to do? What do I want to do? What are my strengths and weaknesses? And I did a little few exercises with her, and we had a really good session just for an hour. I had a phone call and I've ended up now, I've now got three jobs. I've gone from no jobs to three jobs. And
oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't even have to write my CV.
Oh, wow.
I got a job as an...
I watched that and I was like, fuck, what, do I know anyone? Because I really felt for you, because I know what it's like to think I need to do something and not have a clue what you're going to do. So that's
amazing. Well, you fucking haven't even got a job. What are you trying to find somebody else a job for? She fucking sunbathes all day. That's all she does.
I've got
no joke.
So what job, can you say what jobs you've got, or is it all still?
Yes. So I've got to, after this conversation, I've got to let one of them down because I've realised I can't do all three of them. So I'm going to, one is a assistant manager at the local nail salon. We've got a finger salon called Finger Bang. I just wanted the job so I could work.
Oh, I like that.
I know, so good. And I was super excited. I'm not sure I'd be a very good assistant manager. I think she just really wants me to promote the new business, but that's fine. But I'm going to turn that one down because there's another women owned, another two really good strong brands in Portland. One's called Burn Cycle. It's a spin place. Well, I went for an audition with them for a spin cycle instructor about 3 years ago. It was a complete fucking disaster. I thought I was going to be really good at it. And so I went all over. I was on Instagram going, I'm off for my audition. I'm so going to nail it. And I had to audition two songs on the bike. Well, I thought I'd be really clever and pick, it was a really thundery, rainy weekend, and so I picked It's Raining Men. Well, that song is 6 minutes long for a start. And then I got to the audition and I sat on the bike, and she said, I went up to and got all the microphone, they plugged me in with the microphone, and she said, do you want me to lower the seat on the bike? And I was all British and went, no, it's fine, I'll be fine. So get on the fucking bike, It's Raining Men starts, and within less than a minute, I can't even do half the things I'm supposed to do because the pedals are too low and I keep bashing my fucking fat vagina on the seat. And I'm like, this is much harder than it looks. Am I? It was literally a disaster. And then I didn't get the job. And then, of course, I'd been all over Instagram telling everyone that I was going to do this thing, and then I didn't get it. Anyway, COVID's hit, and of course, no one can spin cycle in a small room on a bike next to each other. It's just like, and that's not going to happen probably. I don't think she's going to reopen now till January, she's saying. Because you can't do it in a mask. Gyms are open again, but you can't do it in a mask.
No.
So she's started doing, she's rejigged the business a bit, and she's started Burn Movement, which is a sort of online workout forum, and it's gone crazy. She's got people like subscribing from three different countries, and so I'm going to be an online fitness instructor for them. Wow. And then another amazing.
Nice.
I know, and they're such, it's such a good brand. She's amazing. It's Burn Cycle. And then I'm going to do the social media for a jewelry company called Accessory Junkie. They've asked me to become their community manager, so she wants me them to build their social media needs some love and some community about it. So she wants me to build an online sort of community for them. And then I've just sort of come up morning. I've been thinking I might develop an app for middle age, like middle life coach or something, middle age mentor come up with an app so you get
menopause mentor
or something, just so, or midlife, not just about the menopause,
a bit of midlife
stuff, you know, some exercise, some styling, a group kind of thing. Bit of support, you know, some practical advice. I don't know. Yeah. I was just thinking about that this morning. So yeah, I might start moving Lou and Luland towards that a little bit and keep trying to develop Lou and Luland. But what I don't want Lou and Luland to be is just a bunch of selling stuff. Because I watch so many good Instagrammers who are wicked, and then you start getting loads of offers. Because you know, you get DMs every day with shit sunglasses and cheap bikinis and all of that. And it's, you know, it's great. Some of the stuff, like, you know, I will pick things that suit my brand, that I feel like Lucy and Yak. I just did a bunch of modelling for them. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And Hard On Coffee. I mean, I can't say no to a coffee called Hard On Coffee. And then there's a gin brand, a Portland brand. So and a vibrator. So I'm being sponsored by Vibrators Coffee, Gin and some dungarees. So it's not bad. But the rest are just sort of like, you know, I pick and choose.
Not bad.
I don't want to become a saleswoman. Like, it's just not really what I want to do.
Yes.
I can do sales for somebody else's brand, but it's not.
And
really,
if you do, it kind of reduces the.
I know. Yeah. I just see people standing.
You've got
there,
to keep
your
brand strong, so you've got to do stuff that's with you.
Yeah, it gets a bit wanky, doesn't it, when you turn on your favorite sort of independent YouTuber or Instagram account. And they've suddenly got paid in partnership, and you think, oh, for fuck's sake. Then everything becomes about that brand, and then they're so far removed from... And, it's just a bit dull. And I think that's why you're probably quite... Why you're so popular is because our kind of perception of stylists or personal shoppers is, you know, going into maybe... I can remember going into Harvey Nicks. It's like... A woman with a grey pair of trousers and a grey jumper and a white shirt taking you in the back and saying, right, pick six outfits. It's so dull and it's so boring. And that's what our perception is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, but you've got another outlet for women over 40.
And there is there's a market for that. There's a woman here called Susie. And I love her. Like, I know her from school. I know, and she's a personal shopper in Nordstrom. And she's got like 18,500 followers, and she started doing quick change videos this week. It's quite funny. I keep seeing people like not pinching my ideas, because there's plenty of people doing quick change videos.
That's fine.
But you're like, really? And they've done it like speedy. They're trying to do it speedy. And it's like, it's a white shirt and brown trousers. Yeah. What? Okay. All right.
You can't. Yeah.
We know, but she's got 18,500 followers, and she's got links to the product, to the plain brown trousers through her, you know, if that's what you want to, you know, and there's a market for that. There's lots of ladies in Portland and in America who just want to wear plain trousers and a white shirt. And there's lots of dote. So, you know, you can always put a jazzy scarf on.
And there's lots of people that want to try. Yeah. Oh, always. But there's lots of women who probably don't know what they want. They don't know.
And it's like, you don't, you don't have to.
Because they're in an in-between stage.
And you don't have to put a spotty shirt on with stripy trousers. That's just me. The idea is to go and see what you've got and just try something different and see what it feels like. Like, what's the worst that can happen, really? Best case scenario, you might get a dick pic from a 29-year-old.
Exactly.
think that's amazing. Oh, I love that. That's
it was an amazing when his it wasn't amazing when I met his girlfriend in the pub and she said, "Oh my god, I'm obsessed with you. Oh, I want to be you." And I'm like, "Well, your boyfriend wants to stick his dick in my bum, so there's that." Obviously that was a conversation I had in my head.
Yeah, I definitely. That would have been really awkward.
I find you very inspirational.
Oh, thank
and
you.
You always put a smile on my face. I love following your account. So I definitely think if you want to go down that road of just, well, you're happy. It's nice seeing happy people.
Yeah,
and
it
you
is.
Look happy. Like that woman was right, because you do dress brightly and you are like a bit kooky. You're approachable and you
I
are.
If I find myself, if I think about it too much, I'd fuck it up. You know, like, you know when you're really looking forward to a party and you pin all your hopes on this party and they're really nearly always shit.
Yeah.
The best parties are the ones you don't want to go to and you feel like crap and you drag yourself there and they're always good. Instagram's a bit like that. Like, I throw something up and it goes crazy. Or I spend hours curating something and it falls flat or people aren't into it. You know, but it's not I don't take many notice of the likes. It's more the comments.
Yes.
I get so many comments and the direct messages I get. And I love it. And then women send me pictures of themselves naked at the top of a mountain. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Wow.
That is just amazing.
Yes.
And that is amazing.
So good.
And I want to meditate to my vagina now.
I'm telling you, we should all meditate.
I want to see what it's got to say.
Google her. Google the vagina whisperer. She does a TED talk and it's fascinating. And I guarantee from that you'll be off checking it out because it is amazing.
She talks about her vagina all the time. Like,
all the time.
It
needs
Amy's. Amy is at one with her vagina.
Amy's vagina.
Good girl.
Definitely.
Good girl.
It's my best feature. That's why.
So I've just got. Maybe you can help me. I've just got. I got sent an email saying, do you want to try our new clitoris stimulator? I've been sent this clitoris stimulator and it is fucking brilliant.
Really?
It's so good.
Can you tell us what it is?
Can you send us the link?
I'm just trying to think. Can you send us a link? We don't want to see the used version, thank you.
I've got to do a review of it. Look, it comes in a travel bag.
She's not demonstrating, I promise.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to show you. I'm going to show you from a distance. Look.
Oh wow!
Oh my goodness! I didn't think it looked like that.
It's like a face scrub. Oh.
So you just pop it on your lips. Pop it on your lips, and this it's like got a little. It's got like air sucking. It's like, I don't know if you can hear it.
Oh yeah.
And then put that.
Oh
on
my
your
goodness.
Clit.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh,
it's good.
It is ridiculously good. Ridiculous.
Really?
Listen how high it gets. It's like no.
There you go, Amy. You don't need to swipe left and right anymore.
But it's supposed to be like really,
I'm just going to get better vibrators.
The little airflow thing is like unique technology. Fucking brilliant. Okay, so maybe I'll become a sex influencer.
Yeah.
I don't know. So funny. Oh, I do get a lot of messages from people going, just have a wank. I'm like, thanks for letting me know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But then, do you know what, though? I think for a lot of people, women don't talk about masturbating. Like, we don't talk about it. So I think it's probably quite refreshing for a lot of people to feel like they can now talk
just
about it.
Just go for it, girl.
More.
Good grief. Have you read, have you ladies read Untamed by Glennon Doyle?
No.
Oh my God. Get onto that book right away. I've just finished it for the third time and I've had to buy it so I can, because I do audiobooks, but I've had to buy it as well so I can highlight the bits that I want to highlight. It is so good. I was going to post about it tomorrow actually.
So then I'll remember.
It's really, 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 really good. Such a good book. It's really very much where I'm at with my life at the moment. I don't know, just waking up nearly 50 and going but there's bits of it that need some change. But yeah, I don't know.
But that's life, isn't it?
That's everybody, things always isn't need. It? That's all yeah. ages, whether you're 29, 19 or 52.
Just constantly looking for the next thing. I think one of the biggest changing points for me has been seeing my kid's 16 now, and he's driving, you know, I see him drive off in his car and I'm like, you know, I can see I've done a good job with him. And I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of the person that he's become, you know, and that's, you know, that's not just down to me, but that gives me a confidence. And, but, you know, the thing I have in common with all the women that I meet, you know, in my social circles is just, you know, particularly mid-40s going on 50, it's just like, you know, it's as the kids move on to their next zones.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, all the women seem to sort of be hitting a point of like, well, the kids have gone, now what? Turning around, looking at their husbands,
yes,
going,
yep.
Yeah, now.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yep. Rest of our lives? Not sure about that.
Yeah.
So,
it's amazing that you have your own thing going on,
yeah,
which isn't, you know, is extra to your kids. And
yeah, and you know,
it's very important.
If he sees my post about a vibrator, then, you know, hopefully he'll just learn to buy his wife one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I'm sure he's proud of his mum anyway. I think, like, you know, I think as you get, I was really embarrassed of my mum when I was younger. She's like a proper hippie, you know, smokes weed from a pipe, you know, and is quite vocal about it. And I just remember in school going, oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's so embarrassing. Like, Jesus Christ, like, she'd wear ethnic, like, bags and everything was about hippie and, you know, and I was like, oh God, I just want a normal mum. And as I've got older, the
really
normal mum that I really wanted. I really love my mum, and I love the fact that she's really kooky and different, and she talks about, like, amazing things, and she taught us incredible, like, you know, things. And it's like, I want you. I don't want anybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
You might be really embarrassing, but I am really, that's all I want. I don't want boring. Don't beige.
No.
Can you imagine?
Don't boring.
God. Yeah, actually, it's weird, so I came back and I said, I was doing that exercise with the careers coach, trying to figure out where my super operating power is. And I said to him, she said, ask Oscar what he's missed about you most while you were away for the month. And I said, what did you miss? And he went, your presence. I was like,
aww.
Wow, okay, I'll take that. So, yeah.
That's lovely. So, thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure.
For coming on.
Thank you for having me on. Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Welcome back. My name is Amy.
My name is Harry.
And we are from Suburban Bubba Podcast.
Sound like Stew.
Stew from the gym.
No. Stew from Stew from
How
the network.
Oh, he's got a very...
He talks all that.
It's all that. He's got a very distinctive voice.
I hope he's not listening to this.
Oh, he won't listen to this.
No.
I sent a message to the crew today because I'm now in a fantasy football league.
I saw.
From my office, from the DJ agency, which is all men apart from me. But they've included me in, like, the email out about, they all do it. I mean, I don't know what it is.
Your dad will know, though.
Yeah.
Your dad, that might be quite a nice thing for your
dad
to do.
Yeah, that might be quite a nice thing. Because you've got to pick a team. But
oh,
I'm like,
he'd
I
love that.
Know.
He'd get right involved in that. Be something he could, like, you and him could do together.
Yeah, yeah, nice. I did think I should ask my dad.
When I read it, I thought, she's asked the wrong group. Yeah. This is the wrong group.
Well, it's a bloody, there's someone on there that does a football podcast. And Scroobius likes football. Like, they do talk about football.
They're not massively football talkers, though, are they?
Nah.
They're not like that. Like, in the Bants group, for instance, with Blueprint, they're always talking about football.
Oh, I should ask them.
It goes over my head. Like, but they're always,
I don't
like,
really care about football.
No. It's always stuff about, like, West Ham and Spurs, and there's always this conflict with Arsenal.
Yeah.
So I've
I just don't understand. I don't know who follows who or what follows what, to be honest.
I only like it when they take the piss out of each other. That's the only reason I like football.
Yeah.
It's taking the piss out of Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That one.
Yeah, but what did you think of that one then?
Which that was lovely.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah. I do want to go and move in with Lou. She has said we're more than welcome to go and stay with her. So maybe when we start earning some money out of the podcast, we can have a little trip out to...
Yeah, well, if anybody fancies flying us out, yeah, we'll do a live podcast show.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That would be the dream, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Lou and Lou Lang could be our compare. Or maybe not. She didn't get a word in edgeways.
I want to do a spin class with her.
Oh, God.
I think that'd be good.
You wouldn't survive. What,
no, I wouldn't survive.
With your MyZone belt on.
Yeah.
Round your head.
But yeah, but we hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, get in touch with us. We like it when you get in touch with us.
Yes, we like it when you talk
to us. Share
us
about.
Talk to us.
And next week we're going to be having a little catch up because it's the end of the.
Yeah, because school's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, school. Yeah, when we're recording this, our kids are going back to school tomorrow. So
I can't
it's
wait.
Like, yeah, I can't wait.
Can't wait. Get me in school.
Yeah.
Get them done, dusted, in, out.
But it's been
back.
It would have been 6 months pretty much that we've had them at home for. And yeah, that all this crazy shit's been going on.
I have to actually say, big up to all the single parents that are working and looking after children.
Yeah.
I think that we have probably regressed a bit to the 1950s where women did everything.
Yeah.
I think we've gone backwards a bit. And I do think that, you know, for those single parents that have had to work and look after their children, this will be a nice break for them until we've got like six weeks until the next holiday, and I think it's like a well-earned, so I almost think it's like waiting to just concentrate on do a bit of work, like proper work, like I can sit and do some real work instead of trying to make it work. Big up all the single parents.
Definitely,
you've done an amazing job. I feel quite accomplished, actually.
I do, and I also feel very grateful that I like my children, and I've still been able to work and touch wood to keep my jobs. Because I just think,
Amy,
what,
Amy? The only work you've done is on your tan outside. Every time I phoned you,
see, I need to start moaning about my work because I don't moan about my work. No
you
one
were
thinks
on a
I do anything.
Every time you FaceTime me
outside,
10 times a day, you were in that sun lounger having a pina colada.
I should have taken me, I had my little umbrella set up and my laptop. Look at it outside now, it's raining. But I feel like we've had a summer, so I'm alright about it.
I don't, because I wasn't
out. It's been 6 months of summer.
But we haven't been outside, have I been working, Amy?
You should have set your computer up outside.
I couldn't really. It's just not possible to do it. So I don't really feel like I feel like I've had 2 weeks off.
Yeah, well, you've not had a break.
I haven't
though,
had
have
a break, so it's like now it's winter, but it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, we're alive.
We're alive. I've got a job, which I'm really thankful for, and I've got a child who is excited about going back to school. So all I can say is you've done a good job.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll learn more about it next week.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah.
Yep. All right then.
All right, well, have a good week, people, and we'll see you next week.
People.
Mama pod.
Work. Pod.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.